Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
What's up, everybody? This is Pat Flynn. Welcome to episode 13 of Ask Pat. This is where I answer your online business questions every single day, 5 days a week. And first of all, I just want to thank you so much for listening to the show and all the support. We're ranking extremely high on iTunes right now. A ton of reviews coming in, all very positive. Thank you so much for the kind words. It just motivates me to keep doing what I'm doing. And I also want to give a quick shout out to my buddy Cliff Ravenscraft and his site, podcastanswerman.com. He is the man who helped me get started with my podcasts. This is my third one, actually. Ask Pat is my third podcast. And it wouldn't have happened without Cliff's help. So again, podcastanswerman.com from Cliff Ravenscraft. And I mentioned Cliff, or actually get a lot of help from Cliff to help answer today's question, which comes from Emilio. And Emilio asked a question about creating a podcast for an audience that might not necessarily know what a podcast is or how to subscribe. Very important question. So let's hear from Emilio.
Hey, Pat. My name is Emilio Rodriguez. I'm a big fan of you, your shows, and your kid. He seems to be a pretty cool kid. I'm launching a podcast in Spanish, but I have a question. I've been asking around. It seems to be like in the Hispanic community, there is very little knowledge about podcasting. I have asked for some tips to some of the big guys in the podcasting world, such as Ray Ortega and John Lee Dumas, and they have been very helpful. But I wanted to see if you had any more tips for me to help me spread the word in not only Spanish, but in any other language for any of your listeners who could get some help in this. Thank you so much for doing this, and I would appreciate any help. Thank you.
Hey, Emilio, thank you so much for your question. I love this question because I think beyond the Spanish audience, which is your audience, and the international audience, there are a lot of niches out there where podcasting can be a challenge simply because that audience isn't podcast savvy. If you're targeting an older generation, for example, then you have the same, you know, challenges when it comes to getting your audience to learn how to find your podcast or what exactly a podcast is or how to subscribe. And then perhaps beyond that, you know, take that information they hear and take action with it, you know, depending on what your topic is. You can have the best information in your podcast in the world and the most interesting content ever, but if your podcast or if your audience doesn't know how to get onto podcasts or find you, then you might as well not even exist, right? I mean, because to them, well, you don't. So, Emilio, I'm going to address your question specifically, but I think this will answer everyone's question out there who wants more help with helping their audience understand how podcasting will work. And actually, to get help to answer this question, I emailed Cliff from podcastanswerman.com, and I got his take on it because I know he's dealt with this before. And so he gave me a nice bullet list, a bullet point list of things you can do or suggestions. And these are all fantastic suggestions, and I'll perhaps sort of expand on them. So the first one that Cliff mentioned is that you just want to get people to listen, even if it's only on your website. So, you know, you can create your audio files. I mean, even if you're going to do a podcast, you still have to create audio files and put them on your website because that's where the podcast directories get the feed from. So you just need to get people to listen to the show no matter what, even if it's only on a website, even before you subscribe to iTunes or get onto iTunes or Stitcher, because, you know, you just want to have them listen first and get addicted to your show and understand that they have some, you know, audio to listen to, and then you can teach them to subscribe later. So depending on how you have your podcast out there, for this podcast, you know, we're using a custom SoundCloud player on askpat.com. You can check that out. But SoundCloud, you can also embed your audio files if you upload them to SoundCloud. You can do the same thing with Libsyn. They have their own player if you're on libsyn.com. PowerPress, if you're running through PowerPress, they have their own players as well. So just get a player on your website and write a blog post and actually give people a call to action. Okay, click the play button below to listen. And then from there, they can listen and see what it's like to listen to something instead of read it, and then you can teach them to subscribe later. So that's the first bullet point from Cliff. The second thing is you want to create a page called What is a Podcast? And this is something you want to do, especially if your audience perhaps doesn't understand what a podcast is. So on that page, so you create a page, not necessarily a post. I mean, you can create a post perhaps, but a page would be nice and something you can consistently link to in each of your podcast episodes, for example, or in the show notes of your podcast episodes when they come out. So when people get those blog posts and see that audio file in there, they can play that, but then they can say, oh, well, this podcast thing, what's that about? And that's where they can learn about what exactly that means, sort of like an audio show. You know, if you compare it to like a radio show that they can get automatically delivered to their devices, you know, you really want to make sure you describe the benefits of a podcast and how to subscribe there as well. You don't need to get into the detail of, okay, well, here's the history of podcasts. So you can just say, always remember what's in it for them. So, you know, you want to keep it short and sweet. Hey, this is a podcast. You can subscribe to it. Every time I come out with a new episode, you'll get notified and you just have to come on and it gets downloaded to your device. You don't have to even come on your computer. You can use it on your iPhone. So on and so forth. So beyond that, the third bullet point from Cliff was, you know, beyond the page called What is a Podcast, you can create a video tutorial on the benefits of a podcast and how to subscribe. And this is really smart. If you can actually show people how to use their device or how on the computer using a screencast, for example, how they can actually subscribe to your show, here's iTunes. Search for the name of my show and click on this button here to subscribe. This is what happens. And now every time I come out with a new episode, you'll see a new episode right here, and you can just click here to play. And if you show people that, that's so much easier than describing it on a page or mentioning it in your audio show, because a video, I mean, people can just see exactly what happens. In addition to showing people what happens on your computer when they subscribe, you also can perhaps show them, okay, this is how you leave a review. I mean, that's a good opportunity to do that as well. Or on, you know, maybe on your What is a Podcast page, you have your video tutorial showing people how to subscribe. And you also have a video on how to leave a review on iTunes or Stitcher as well, which I think would be really important and go a long way too. The fourth bullet point from Cliff is, he said, I go to conferences and show people how podcasting works on their smartphone. And I've heard Cliff talk about this before. He goes to conferences and he talks to people and he says, hey, do you have podcasts? Do you listen to podcasts? And of course, Cliff is the podcasting king. And when people say, no, I don't understand podcasts or how they work, Cliff will actually say, do you mind if I borrow your phone? I'll get you hooked up with the podcast right now and show you exactly how easy it is. And so right in front of their face, he'll go, okay, well, here's the podcasting app from iTunes. Here's where you can search. And then you can find my show and click here. Now, every time a new show comes out, it'll be right here for you. You can play it. You don't even have to be in front of a computer. You can listen. Again, here's another benefit. Make sure you tell people the benefits on every place where you mention podcasting. You can listen on your commute. You can save time and actually educate yourself while you're driving. You can listen on a walk or while you're at the gym, so on and so forth. So he actually goes to conferences and shows people how podcasting works on their smartphone, which I think is really cool. And of course, that only makes Cliff more authoritative in the niche. And then the fifth bullet point from Cliff was the above can be done any place you meet someone face-to-face. So, you know, you can get people to listen to the show face-to-face when you're face-to-face with them. Maybe if you're just sitting down having coffee with someone, hey, do you subscribe to podcasts? No, I don't know what it is. Well, you can show people how to do it on their smartphone. You can talk about the benefits. You can show people, maybe help people find a show that they like. And you know, I've done this with people before, and they get hooked. They're like, wow, I didn't even know this was possible. So when you show them what's possible, when you give them those instant results, they're going to be immediately hooked. And of course, they're going to listen to your show if you give them the option to do that and show them perhaps a video tutorial and give them an explanation on how to do that. So, you know, some things beyond those bullet points from Cliff. And again, Cliff, thank you so much for that. You know, from the audio that they listen to when they're just, if they're just listening on your website, you know, make it easy for them to view your tutorial. You might even want to get a specific URL or maybe use the WordPress plugin PrettyLink to create a really easy link. For example, it might be, for example, smartpassiveincome.com/how-to. That's it. If you go to smartpassiveincome.com/how-to, you'll see exactly how to subscribe to the show. That URL doesn't exist, so don't go there. But, you know, I'm just giving you a quick example. Just giving your listeners an easy way, people listening on your website, an easy way and a quick reminder to go and do that. You might want to put a how to subscribe at the end of every post on your website, for example, and try to make it as short and easy as possible to do. Of course, the more steps you include, the more complicated it is, the longer those videos are that you create, the less likely someone is to complete those things. So again, the video, I would reiterate that point, create a video on how to subscribe, and again, mention the benefits of subscribing so they don't have to visit the website later to download your shows. It gets put automatically onto their devices so they can listen anytime you come out with a new episode anywhere. And that's it. So Emilio, I hope that's helpful for everyone else out there. If you're trying to create a podcast for an audience that might not be podcast savvy, those are some great tips. So Cliff, thank you so much. Podcastanswerman.com. Check out Cliff Ravenscraft there. And I want to leave you with a quote as always. And this quote is from Sir Peter Blake. And he says, "New technology is common. New thinking is rare." So yes, you might be expanding onto podcasts. You might be expanding onto videos, or there might be this other thing that we don't even know exists yet that comes out later. And yeah, new technology will always come out and technology is going to change, but new thinking is rare, and always deliver value no matter what the platform. That's the thing that's never going to change. You always want to deliver value and help your audience and provide solutions. It doesn't matter what that technology is. What matters is that you're finding ways to help people. So just continue to think about that. So good luck on your podcast for those of you out there who are going to start one. And I appreciate you. Thank you so much, and I'll see you in the next episode.
Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.